Happy Sabbath, everyone. Praise the Lord. Oh, come on. Praise the Lord. All right, all right. Let me just thank our children. Praise the Lord. For their ministry to the Lord. Wasn't that awesome? I want to thank Sister Zoya and all the teachers, all the parents. I want to thank you so much for your dedication to the children and for the Garland Church, for all of your support to the church school as well. Thank you so much. And we just pray that the Lord will continue to be a blessing to our school, and we'll continue to just bless and use our children for His glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I just want to use this time to just thank all of our visiting friends. If you're visiting here for the first time, just give me a quick, there we go. So we have some friends visiting from Jamaica with us, and my brother met me early and said, listen, are you singing a song at the end? And I said, well, I don't know, you know, but he said, listen, I'm open. But to all of our members as well, and friends of the Garland Church, welcome, and we praise the Lord together. Amen. Has the Lord ever answered a prayer of yours in just the way you ask it? Has He? I mean, you try to be as specific as you can, and He beat you at it. Amen? He's a good God, you know. You know, sometimes I believe He does that to me because He wants to always remind me that I'm with you. You know what I mean? Because when He does it that way, there's a clear thought in my mind that I had nothing to do with this. So it must be Him. Hallelujah. And He does that constantly in my relationship with Him. I'm sure if you look back at yours, you can also see His hand weaving through your life, hearing your prayers. Today, just a brief thought, God working on me. God working on me. Let's pray. Father, I just invite Your presence at this time to be with us. This brief word that You have shared, I just ask that You'll take full control of my life and that You'll speak to me and speak through me. I thank You so much for the ministry of the children and the ministry that comes from our school, the ministry of all the leaders that shepherd our school from day to day. I just ask for Your blessing to be upon all of them, all of our parents as well, and our church. Father, I just ask that as You take full control of this lump of clay, that You will showcase Your glory, that Jesus would be lifted up, and that hearts would be won for Him. We pray in His name. Amen. Amen. There's a beautiful song that I grew up singing, you know. I know what you're saying. Pastor, not a song. But you do know the song, right? He's still working on me. But you know, I never really focused on the words. You know what I mean? I know the words of the chorus. And you probably do too. But if I should ask you today, give me the words of one of the stanzas. You'll have no clue. Am I speaking the truth? But the words are so powerful. When I look back at it, I'm sure we know the chorus. He's still working on me to make me what I need to be. It took him just a week to make the what? The moon and the stars, the sun and the earth, and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be, because he's still working on me. Listen to the verse. One of them, it says, in the mirror of his word, reflections that I see. Makes me wonder why he never gave up on me. But he loves me as I am and helps me when I pray. Remember, he's the potter. I am the clay. Because he's still working on me to make me what I need to what? It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. So loving patient he must be, because he's still working on me. I just want to say hallelujah for that. There's a text that really comes to mind. It's one of my favorite texts in all the scriptures, Philippians 1 verse 6, where it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it or will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. He who what? Begun a good work. I love how Paul said, being confident of this very thing. In other words, he's saying, I stake my life on this. I'm fully assured that the God who gave me his promise is going to complete it. And God, the God that he's referring to is no other than Jesus Christ. And Paul said, I have full confidence in him that he has begun a good work in me. I mean, what good work has Jesus begun in you and in me? I'm sure if we just think about it, I'm sure you can see where he has definitely blessed us with his forgiveness. Isn't that true? Isn't that a good work? Think about it. Think about all the mess of life that we have created. Come on, y'all. And now we can stand before God at this point, given that we have accepted his forgiveness. We can sit here today in his temple, knowing full well that all of that has been washed away by the blood of Jesus. I mean, the Bible says when you were dead in your sins and in your uncircumcision of your sinful nature, that was us before Christ. God made you alive in Jesus Christ. He forgave us of all of our sins, Colossians 2 verse 13. He forgave us of all of our sins. Paul had confidence, knowing that he wouldn't have to think about the things that he had done in the past because he repented of them before Jesus. So he knew God would never use that back against him at any point in history. He can go forward, wiped clean, No more guilt and no more shame. Hallelujah. What a start. He has begun a good work in us. The Father has by giving us Jesus Christ as a sacrifice for our sins. I mean, what a good work. In fact, not only that, He has blessed us with a good work of changing our status. Come on, y'all. I have a status change. You know, I love to fly. And sometimes, you know, you're just walking into that plane and you have to pass those big, broad seats. And all you have to do is just look at them. You know what I mean? You have to just look, knowing that, boy, you got some slim seats down the row there. You're going to have to try to fit into. But every now and then, you get an upgrade if you fly a lot. Amen? Every now and then, it comes by you. I remember one time I was actually coming for an interview here in Dallas. And the company that I was about to interview with, sure enough, they bought a ticket. To my surprise, it was a first-class ticket. And I was like, wow, I love this. And you know what? That's probably the first I've ever sat beside a multi-millionaire. Because flying here to Dallas, I was sitting right beside this gentleman who was sharing with me his life story. And I said, man, I love this status. I love this class, you know what I mean? The food was amazing. It was really good. Well, you know what? Jesus has blessed us all with a status change. He has upgraded us. Hallelujah. Before we were considered enemies of God. Now we are children of the Almighty God. I mean, before we were considered as unrighteous, now we stand before Him with the righteousness of Christ. We have been upgraded. Hallelujah. He has begun a good work in us. Bible said, yet to all who received Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. We've been forgiven, and we have been upgraded. A good work. But not only that, He has blessed us also with spiritual power. You see, sinful mankind have been void of the power of the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? But the moment a person decides to say, you know what? I am going to give my life to Jesus. I am going to express belief in Him. The moment a sinner does that, something changes. In fact, the Bible says, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked. You were what? Marked in Him with a seal. The promise of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We are marked people. Are you with me? But we are marked with the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Because we have expressed Jesus as the Lord and Savior of our lives. So He which has begun a good work within me, it's a marvelous work Jesus has begun in our hearts. That's why to hear the gospel and refuse it, it's what, you know, it's one of the most foolish things a person could ever do, thinking that the world can offer something better than Jesus. Can you imagine that? The story is told of a young girl who accepted Christ as her Savior and applied immediately for the membership within the church. One day, the deacon saw her and said, "Were you a sinner before you received the Lord Jesus Christ in your life?" Yes, sir, she replied. Well, are you still a sinner? To tell the truth, I feel like I'm a greater sinner than ever, she said. Then what real change have you experienced? I don't quite know how to explain it, she said, except I used to be a sinner running after sin. But now that I've been saved, now that I've gotten an upgrade, are you with me? Now that I've been washed, she said, I am now a sinner running away from sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, that's what Jesus does. The moment we accept him and he comes in our hearts, he's just working on us. And he's turning something within us against sin. Are you with me? So even if we fall by it, we start not to liking that. Are you with me? And it makes, he keeps working on us, and he changes our hearts in the process, to which we end up disliking the very things we used to like that are against him. It's a work of salvation. It's an amazing work. But not only, Paul said, he has begun a good work within us, but look at what Paul said. He said that he which has begun a good work in you, he will complete it. In other words, he's going to perform it, and he's going to get it done. Are you with me? When? It says, until the day of Jesus Christ. In other words, Paul is saying, listen, this work, this good work that God has begun in all of our hearts, he's determined to finish it. And his time frame for doing that is from the moment we express belief and accept Jesus Christ. Are you with me? To the point when Jesus comes back to the world, to this earth. That's the time frame he has. Are you with me? And he's going to keep working and working and working. And sure, we may fall, but the righteous fall 7 times. But what? Get back up. And he's going to keep pushing us and working on our hearts, changing our characters, until it looks just like Jesus Christ. And Paul has all confidence that Jesus can do this work. You know why? Because he experienced it. Are you with me? I mean, selfish, prideful, Christian-killing Paul is not a man who is expressing all kinds of confidence of this good work that Jesus is doing in the hearts of Christians even now. You know, truth be told, when we think about what Jesus is doing in the lives of people, this good work, it makes us really think deeply before we start judging people. And what do I say when I say judging people? I'm sure every person, when we see wrong, are you with me? Sure enough, we recognize it and we don't like it, correct? But the moment we start to pass thoughts against people and speak about them behind their backs and tear them down rather than building them up, are you with me? We then forget that that very person, Jesus is working on them. So before I say anything negative about that person, might as well I go to Jesus about them personally. Are you with me? Before I pick up that phone and start to gossip about anyone, let me just keep that phone down. Turn it off. Are you with me? And turn on Jesus Christ. And talk to him about them. And leave those people alone under the grace of Jesus because we are just like them. Because he's still working on us. We also, it might not be that, it might be something else, but we are also struggling with stuff. It's locked away in the closet and you think nobody knows, but somebody up there knows about it that we can't hide it from. So might as well we just love each other. Might as well we just be gracious to each other. Might as well when we talk to each other about whatever they have done wrong, might as well we be loving about it. And we be Matthew 18 about it. We go to them personally. Are you with me? Yeah, because guess why? He's working on them, but he's also working on me. What a God. What a God. You know, coming to Jesus and looking back at that experience and never seeing any change in the way we live, that's a major problem. Major problem. That is saying that this Jesus Christ is really not alive. Are you with me? But he sure is. Paul had confidence. And I have confidence too. The Bible says, for we are his workmanship. Can you imagine that? We are his what? Philippians 2 verse 10. We are his workmanship. Meaning that we are this potter that he's working on day by day. And just helping us to change those bad habits. And helping us to somehow become more like himself. Philippians 2 verse 13 says, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. It's actually his good pleasure to be what? Working on us. Amen? Ah. And he's working on us so diligently because he has one goal in mind, you know. He wants to change us. Will we give him a chance? He said, finally, until the day of Jesus Christ. That means the work of sanctification, the work of making us holy, the work of making us like Christ is a work that is in progress. But when he comes back, hallelujah, that work would be done. Today we live in faith, but the day is going to come when we're going to see him face to face. Are you with me? We're not going to wonder. We're not going to hope. Are you with me? We're going to just experience reality. In John 14, Jesus said, let not your hearts be what? Ye believe in God, believe also in? In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. There is a mansion being prepared for me right now, Sister Denise. I hope it has enough bedrooms for my family, I don't know. He knows the things that I like, all right? So I'm looking for, I don't know what he's going to put in there, but he's going to dress it up real nice. He has a mansion that he's preparing for me. Can you imagine all of these promises that God has placed within the Bible and he has shared with humanity through the prophecies of the Bible that this is his book. The prophecies are all complete. Over 2,500 years of prophecy in the book of Daniel. And God has meticulously and so perfectly answered all of those prophecies. We can see them in reality today. That's why the Bible cannot be compared to no other book. This is God's book. And the God who shared with us all those prophecies told us that he's going to prepare a place for us. And people choose not to believe that and live life as if he doesn't exist. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto my what? That where I am, there you may be also. Whew. Being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. I'm going to read in closing one more of that verse. All right? It says, there really ought to be a sign on my heart. Don't judge me yet. There's an unfinished part. But I'd be better just according to his plan, fashioned by the master's loving hand. Because he's still working on me. To make me what I need to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient this heavenly God must be. He's still working on me. Is he working on you? Let's pray. Our Father, as long as Jesus Christ is lifted up and proclaimed to the people, all is well. Thank you for the word. I thank you for the confidence expressed by your manservant, Brother Paul. Just to see the way in which you worked in his life and changed him and continued that work to the point where he was able to say, I fought a good fight. Your people, including the pastor, have heard your words today. We're simply asking, Lord, that you'll just come afresh in our hearts and our minds today. We invite the power of the Holy Spirit. We invite your presence in our lives. And we just ask, Lord, that each and every day that you will do a marvelous work in our hearts that will help us to forgive others. A work in our hearts that will just help us to be kind to those in our homes. A work in our hearts, Father, that will show the world what you can do with sinners. How you can change them and move them to a place of righteousness. Thank you for your words today. Thank you for the ministry of the children and our school. May you be uplifted in this place and in our hearts as we go through the week ahead. We ask all these things in the name of our loving Savior and friend, Jesus Christ. Let the Church of the Living God say, amen.